You're looking at me, I'm looking at you. We literally froze. Oh, this is the business lunch. Forgive us, folks. We got a lot of ground to cover in this hour. And let's start out with our first guest is John Beaver. He's the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm and registered principal with Royal Alliance Associates. John, thank you for joining us on the business lunch today.
Well, it's great to be with you, Johnny and Steve. Your voices take me back to the beginning of my career.
Really?
You're yes. Blaming us?
You were up late. You were up late studying for exams, I bet, right?
Great memories.
Oh, good. Well, let's talk about some bad news first. Of course, the Fed came out with the news that the interest rates going up. Do you see this happening again before the end of the year? Look into your crystal ball, John.
Yeah, well, the crystal ball says we're not going to get better anytime soon. You know, the Fed and inflation have served up a wonderful buffet for the bear. Stocks, bonds, energy, commodities, Bitcoin. So it's all struggling right now. And it's because of the rapid rise in interest rates. If the rise in rates was slow, it wouldn't be that hard on the market. But it's the rapid rise that is unsettling to virtually every market that's out there. And so until we get through this interest rate increase, this is what we're going to be looking at, is this volatility. And Chairman Powell made it very clear. He made it very clear in Jackson Hole. He made it very clear in comments after that. They're not going to relent until inflation comes down to 2% and unemployment goes at least over 4%.
Historically, have we been down this road before, or are we talking about decades since we've experienced something like this?
Well, we have been down this road before. In terms of the Treasury market, because this is really one of the worst Treasury markets we've experienced, we have had shocks to the Treasury market in 1994 and 1998. Also 2013, not as bad as this. 2020 was different. That was actually due to the pandemic and COVID. But we have been down this road before. But we really have to go back to the late 1960s and 70s to find the similar type of environment. And that is an inflationary environment that is going to be around for quite a while. We may be looking at decades of fighting inflation. Doesn't mean we're going to stay at 8 or 9% over decades. But this could be a couple of decades of fighting the inflation front at this point in time. So that's what would be helpful to take a look at. And it's really similar to the weather here in Chicago. So if you think about spring, summer, fall, and winter, it's very clear that inflation heats up during spring and summer and declines, the temperature rises during spring and summer and declines during fall and winter. Well, in the economic cycle, it's inflation that heats up during economic spring and economic summer, and that's where we're at right now. We are in economic spring moving into economic summer as we look at things.
So to keep some of our friends who are looking at us from the 18th floor of buildings surrounding where we are at WGN, to keep them from jumping out the windows, what's your advice?
Yeah, the advice is hang on, because if you take a look at a chart of the stock market in the 1960s, it's actually pretty good. The dance is three steps forward, one step back, three steps forward, one step back. So right now, we are in the one step back, and it doesn't feel good. It's not nice, but eventually this market will bottom, and it'll start to rise again. Now, at the next new high, that's where we have to really start to evaluate. Are we moving into economic summer and what's going on with inflation? Has the Fed gotten things under control? But that's probably a couple years down the road. So the opportunity that's created right here is actually being able to go back to the bond market. You know, it's been phrase has been Tina, there is no alternative, meaning that bonds aren't a place to put money. Cash isn't a place to put money. The only place to put money is stocks, and that has lulled investors into a false sense of security. So anybody that has money on the sidelines right now or money that's sitting in cash, they could start to think about maybe locking in some bonds. Probably a little early yet for the stock market, but for the long-term investors, they can be putting that money in a month at a time. And perhaps the next sector that's going to look positive is actually the banking and financial sector, because they benefit from higher interest rates.
My pea-sized brain says, for the average investor, it's good to not do what the stock market does. The stock market reacts instantly, emotionally. And doesn't it make more sense for the average investor just to
hang on,
take a breath, pause, and don't react instantaneously to anything?
Absolutely. In fact, the average investor, the best way to handle your portfolio is to break it into time frames. The money that you need over the next 5 years, the money that you need in 10 years, and the money that you need 10 years hence. So the money that's out there long term, that can just be in the market, and keep putting money in the market that you're not going to need for 10 or 20 years. In an environment like this, you're buying more stocks with those same dollars. So that's actually a very good thing. That's what you want to do. You want to buy low and sell high. For the shorter term money, that money really should never be in the market. Any money that you need over the next 5 years, that should always be in cash and bonds. And for that medium term money, work with your advisor, because it really does depend on your risk tolerance, the value of the market at the time, and so on. For example, right now, the market still is not cheap. The market is looking interesting, but it's not cheap at this point in time. So in order for the market to be cheap, we need to get this market down another maybe about 8%.
John, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. John Beaver is advisor with Phase 3 Advisory Services. And let's go over to the newsroom and get a market update with Bob Kessler.
Dow is down 1.8%.